The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Hello, you're listening to Donovan Carroll. Welcome back to my show, Millennial Musings. You're probably listening through the Flypod, which is a great website. I hope you had a happy Halloween, happy All Saints Day, not a happy 500th Reformation Anniversary Day. I hope that you have a safe Thanksgiving coming up, because you probably won't hear from me until after Thanksgiving. We have the mass shooting in Sutherland. Yes, so I know I've been focused lately on my own experiences, and we've talked a lot about sexuality and a lot of the gender studies stuff that's been going on at my university. But I like to shift more to a more national interest, because that was of my own personal interest because I was in class at the time. But let's switch to something of national interest, and that is guns, especially in light of the Sutherland shooting, which no one really wants to talk about because we're kind of just all mass-shooted out. So first of all, I'd like to point out that Las Vegas and Sutherland, neither of which were terrorism as far as we know right now. I'm really tired of the left's identity politics, saying that this was terrorism, saying, if it had been a brown skin, of course it would have been labeled terrorism right away. Well, maybe. If it had been done in the name of Islam, then yes, terrorism. Because the very definition of terrorism is, this is from Merriam-Webster, the use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce, especially for political purposes. We don't know the motive of the Las Vegas shooter. However, we can honestly say that unless it was politically motivated or it transcends some sort of personal evil intention, then it wasn't terrorism. Same with the Sutherland guy, the same just plumb evil fella who shot up the church. That was not terrorism. It terrorized, but it was not the definition of terrorism. I would just like to get that out of the way. Also, the left right now should be shaking at the thought of the Sutherland shooting. The guy who stopped the Sutherland shooting was an old white dude with an AR-15 in his bare feet. Just went beelined for the Baptist church, shot the guy through the opening in the side of his Kevlar, and chased him in a freaking truck. I mean, that's heroism right there. And that's not what the left wants to hear. The left wants to hear that AR-15s inherently are evil. And that's just not the case. Here, an AR-15 was used to stop a mass shooting. If you go in on Steven Crowder's website, Louder with Crowder, or on his YouTube page, he has an interview with the actual guy who was there who shot the perpetrator. Like an interview with that old white dude with the AR-15. It's wonderful. The man is just saintly. He's amazing. And I would say another disturbing trend among the left outside of this sort of identity politics that they use is they're mocking a prayer, which is equally as disgusting. So I don't understand the people who mock prayer. They're so theologically bankrupt. They ask, how could God let this happen? Well, God didn't let this happen. People let this happen. We have this thing called free will. And the first two commandments are love your God. And then the second one is love your neighbor. Not God will make us love him and God will make us love our neighbor. This sort of nefarious action, this mass shooting, it's a human's fault. I don't know whose fault it is. Well, it's the shooter's fault. But it is, at its base, a human's fault. It's not a mental health problem. It's not a gun problem. I actually kind of agree with Matt Walsh's article that it's a spiritual problem. You can look that up. It's really good. He writes for the Daily Wire now. It's awesome. One thing I'd like to point out, then, is why it's not a gun control problem. The same people who are calling for gun control and are voting for Bernie and smoking their illegal weed while they tell us that banning guns will keep people from getting them. It's kind of ironic. So this fella named Nicholas Johnson, professor of law at Fordham University, made a PragerU video. Prager University. I always cite Prager University. I love PragerU. They're the shortest, most succinct, awesome videos, and they had a video about gun control. And in this, Professor Johnson pointed out that the U.S. has 325 million guns, roughly speaking, and the left wants to confiscate those guns. But in 2007, an international small arms survey was taken in 72 countries that attempted gun confiscation or registration. And what they found was that only 1/3 of citizens comply with the registration or the confiscation. Now, if this is consistent with international trends, this would leave over 200 million guns left on the black market in the United States. So, if only 1/3 of citizens comply, and we try to total gun confiscation in the U.S., over 200 million guns would be left on the market. Okay, maybe you just want to ban the scary assault rifles. Well, I do hate to burst your bubble, but assault rifles are already banned. That's scary, fear-mongering nomenclature. The AR in AR-15 stands for Armalite Rifle. An assault rifle is any gun with a fire select. So you hit the little button, and it switches from semi-automatic to fully automatic. What semi-automatic means is you pull the trigger once, and one bullet flies out. What fully automatic means is you hold down the trigger, and many bullets fly out. The solution is not to ban the AR-15s. I don't understand where that sort of rhetoric came from. I would like to point out that in 2012, 322 people were murdered with a kind of rifle. Not 322,000, 322 people were murdered with any kind of rifle in 2012. The majority of murders are committed with handguns, but the left won't complain about handguns, because I guess that's not as politically convenient. It's harder to slippery slope to other guns. And I read an interim report about mass shootings, and what I found was, according to the Secret Service, published in the year 2000 in regards to school shootings, over half of the attacks were resolved and ended before law enforcement responded to the scene. In these cases, the attacker was stopped by faculty or fellow students, decided to stop shooting on his own, or killed himself. So much like this situation in Sutherland with that kind old man with the AR-15, a citizen, a good guy with a gun, the left's nightmare, was able to stop this shooting. I would like to point out one other thing that the left likes to use as a talking point, the NRA. When people blame the NRA, when people say the NRA owns people, it is poppycock. And I will tell you why. Because in 2017, how much has the NRA spent on lobbying? Just total. Take a guess. 10 million, 20 million, 40 million, 300 million? Well, no. According to opensecrets.org, I found that the NRA spent $4 million. $4,130,000 in 2017. Let's move to 2016. $3,188,000. Let's look at year Obama got elected. 2007, $1.8 million. So that would have been the election year. They're not some giant, unstoppable institution that the left paints them out to be. The Bloomberg Foundation, whatever it's called, old Mayor Bloomberg, who created his gun control thing, donates tens of millions, 50 million, 100 million. He's a billionaire, multi-billionaire. He has far more resources than the NRA. I don't understand where the stigma from the NRA comes from. Let's see here. In 2014, 2.8 million, and then a 530,000 on legislative action. So that totals 3.3 million. The NRA doesn't own politicians. 3 million in Congress won't even get you a foot massage, right? I mean, you got Bloomberg throwing tens of millions their way. 3 million, 4 million, 1 million, 2 million isn't going to do anything. So we have so far, terrorism is the use of violence or threats to intimidate or coerce, especially for political purposes. The left mocks prayer, and they really shouldn't, because this isn't God's fault. This is a human's fault, because we have free will and we're not following the first two commandments. Gun control does not work. Thank you, Nicholas Johnson, professor of law at Fordham University. AR-15s are not dangerous. Armalite rifles are not dangerous. And the NRA does not deserve to be bashed the way it does. I plan on touching more on guns later on. I think it would be best if we leave it there and just get the gears turning for most people. I'm going to discuss more in my next podcast about a actually timely issue. And I'd like to talk more about guns and less about what's going on in my gender studies textbook, because we all already know that the gender studies textbook is disgusting. So I'm going to be talking more about whatever timely issues are going on. I'm going to elaborate some more on guns, but for the sake of time of this podcast, I'm going to keep it short and sweet, and I'm going to say follow me on Twitter at Donovan Carroll, capital M, capital M, for Millennial Musings, the name of my show. Please follow me on Twitter. I like to be engaged on Twitter. I like to talk to people, so have a nice Thanksgiving, and God bless.